you just sit quietly with your experience, all of your experience, which includes your own presence, you're just allowing it to be without any need to change it. You can simultaneously notice two things, more things, but two that I'm going to point out. Your mind may be having thoughts or feelings or just moving about here and there. You may be perceiving sounds, feeling your body. Having emotional responses to some memories or whatever it may be. Just allow all those things to continue. Just notice them. You must be open to whatever, whether it's perceptions, feelings, memories, doesn't matter. So that experience is ongoing, continually changing, ongoing experience. And at the same time, in the same place, it's something you can differentiate from this changing series of experiences, this changing flow of experiences. You can notice your own presence, just the me, your own presence, which remains completely untouched, changeless, unaffected, stable, present to coexisting with changing experiences. So if you can notice both of these, your own changeless presence and the changing experiences of your sense perception, memories, whatever the mind is doing, see if you can notice both of them are there simultaneously. The one does not cover the other. Your own presence, you simply are. You don't need to do anything. You simply are. And we can use language like you are present to. Central to the very self of all of these experiences that are coming and going. realize that whatever feelings or thoughts you may be having, just notice that all of those are taking place with whatever affect or emotion might or might not be there. So if you can notice that actually nothing at all is happening to you as these things go on appearing, nothing is touching you. We say you, the conscious being, the me, your own presence, who you are, is free. By nature, you are free. Because even though so many thoughts and feelings take place in your presence, they don't touch or change you in any way. I'm going to ask you to think of a thought, this thought, the ahankara, the I am thought. The words I am. They label you . Is this thought going to land? For instance, if I point to a lamp and I label it lamp, the word lamp will point to, label the actual lamp. If I say the word table, the word will point to, indicate, label the actual table. Now if I say the word I am, where really does it land? Or maybe I should say, where should it land? What should those words be pointing to? Labeling or indicating. For instance, should they label an emotion, say sadness, I am sad, but then the sadness passes and then I am happy. So we might say the I am maybe should be labeling me, the one who is present, pervasive to the emotion, but is at the same time untouched by the emotion. I am the one who is present, pervasive to the sensation, but untouched by the sensation. present to, pervasive to, the memory. But untouched by the memory. Just relax for a moment and just let yourself be, your mind be just awake to the twofold experience of your own presence and its changing nature. Your own presence, the presence, your being, and the changing nature of the mind and all of your cognitions and perceptions. Present, changelessly present to all experience. Sahana Bhavatu.